Imagine sitting down in a movie theater, right? The lights go down, the previews end, and the movie starts.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
But about, I don't know, 20 minutes in, you realize something super unsettling. You've seen this exact film before.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, the actors have different faces, the sets are slightly different, maybe the dialogue is updated, but the underlying to today's deep dive. Our mission today is to unpack exactly why that happens. We are looking at why smart, like incredibly self-aware women keep repeating the same frustrating relationship patterns, and most importantly, how to finally walk out of that theater and break the cycle.
It's such an important topic.
It really is. And to do this, we are looking at the comprehensive workbooks, masterclass scripts, and personal notes of Christine LaRocque.
Yeah, she's a relationship pattern and self-worth mentor.
Right. And she actually shared her personal story and her entire framework with us to relay directly to you. Her ultimate niche, basically, is giving women the awareness and the tools through mentorship to identify and heal the subconscious patterns that are driving their relationships.
And this is a critical conversation for right now, honestly. Yeah. If we look at the context Christine provides in her notes, she highlights that we are navigating a dating landscape that has seemingly gone mad.
Gone mad is putting it lightly.
Seriously.
Yeah.
We live in this wild world of the internet and social media where people are constantly overstimulated. There are these massive pressures to keep up. Completely unrealistic expectations are placed upon us. And the whole landscape of dating has shifted in a huge way.
Oh, totally.
It can feel incredibly disheartening for single women who truly just wish to find a fulfilling, you know, soul-level partnership.
Yeah, and the core conflict, she points out, is something so many of you listening have probably experienced. It's that scenario where you absolutely know better.
The classic knowing better.
Right. You've read the self-help books, you listen to deep dives like this one. You might even be able to psychologically analyze your own downward spiral as it is happening. And yet, you still text the wrong person back. Or you still shrink yourself in a relationship just to keep the peace.
It's the ultimate frustration. Knowing exactly what you shouldn't do, but feeling completely powerless to stop yourself from doing it.
Yes. Why do we do that?
Well, Christine's framework explains this by looking at a fundamental biological truth. It's the 5% conscious versus the 95% subconscious rule.
Okay, break that down for me.
So the part of your brain that reads the books, analyzes the red flags, and genuinely wants things to be different. Your conscious mind only runs about 5% of the show.
Only 5%? That's wild.
Right. The other 95% is your subconscious operating system. And here is the kicker. Your subconscious is wired strictly for safety and familiarity. It is entirely indifferent to your happiness.
Wait, really? It doesn't care if I'm happy?
Not at all. It just wants what is familiar. That 95% operating system was formed very early on in your life, usually by age 8. The nervous system is basically a pattern-matching machine.
Okay, so how does that play out in relationships?
Well, if chaos or self-abandonment or walking on eggshells was what felt familiar to you growing up, your nervous system catalogs those exact emotional states as safe, simply because it knows how to survive them.
Oh, wow. So it's confusing familiar with safe.
Exactly. Hmm. So when you meet someone who offers a healthy, calm, consistent dynamic, your nervous system doesn't recognize it. It actually perceives that calm as a threat because it's unfamiliar.
That is so messed up.
It will constantly steer you back to the chaos because chaos is its home base.
You know, listening to this, it sounds exactly like the Instagram algorithm.
Oh, I so.
Like, if you accidentally linger on one messy, dramatic reality TV clip, suddenly your entire feed is just people screaming at each other. You didn't consciously ask for it, you don't even like it, but your subconscious engagement signaled the app, so the algorithm just keeps serving it to you.
That is a brilliant way to look at it. And it actually aligns perfectly with the neuroscience Christine includes in her framework. She has extensively studied the work of researchers like Dr. Joe Dispenza over the years.
Oh, I love his stuff.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. A core principle there is neuroplasticity, specifically the neurological rule that what fires together wires together.
Meaning every time you react to a trigger with the same old pattern, you are just paving that neural pathway a little deeper.
Exactly. The universe operates much like that algorithm. It serves you what your subconscious continuously broadcasts. But the beauty of neuroplasticity is that it proves the brain is malleable. We can physically rewire these deeply rutted paths and teach the brain a new normal.
Okay, that's helpful.
But, and this is a big but, we cannot do it just by thinking about it with our 5% conscious mind. You cannot outthink a biological survival response.
Right, because if thinking worked, we'd all be cured by reading one good quote on the internet.
Exactly. So to actually change the algorithm, Christine's materials emphasize that we first have to figure out what specific program our soul is running. And this is where she brings in a profoundly ancient framework to map over the neuroscience. She looks to Kabbalistic wisdom.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What does Kabbalah have to do with dating patterns?
So she introduces a Kabbalistic concept called tikkun.
Tikkun.
Yeah, which translates to soul correction. This is a foundational pillar of your work. Christine's framework teaches that our repeated struggles in love or in life aren't bad luck. They certainly aren't punishments.
Which is how it usually feels, honestly.
Right. But they are actually a highly specific curriculum that our soul essentially enrolled in to learn in this lifetime.
A curriculum. Okay. And Christine gives a really practical hint for figuring out what your specific tikkun is, right? Like, if you want to know what's running in your subconscious, she says, just take a good look at your life right now.
Precisely. It is hiding in plain sight. It's the friction you keep running into. The cast of characters in your life might change over the years, but the core feeling of the friction remains identical.
So what are these patterns? Because she breaks them down into categories, right?
Yeah. She details four core relationship patterns, or tick-ins, that show up over and over again in women's lives. The first is the fear of abandonment.
And how does that usually look?
In modern dating, this shows up as staying way too long in a relationship that is clearly expired. It operates out of a deep, exhausting fear that love is conditional, and if you aren't constantly earning it, you will be left behind.
Right. It's that quiet bracing for the end, even when things are going perfectly well. But what happens when someone swings to the absolute opposite extreme, like where they won't even let anyone get close enough to leave them in the first place?
That leads directly to the second tikkun, which is the need for control. This is hyper-independence. It usually doesn't look like being overly bossy. It looks like being highly, incredibly capable.
Though I know a lot of people like this.
Yeah, you white-knuckle outcomes, you pay for everything, you manage every detail of the trip. Because relying on someone else requires vulnerability. And to this nervous system, vulnerability equals danger.
It's basically terror wearing a very organized, capable outfit.
That is a perfect description.
And I imagine that protective shell often overlaps with the Ford pattern she identifies, which is low self-worth.
It does, and this one is notoriously sneaky. It often shows up in very accomplished, widely loved women. It's the pattern of constantly over-delivering and under-asking.
So you secretly believe you must earn your place in the room or earn your right to be in a partnership.
Exactly. So you constantly pour from an empty cup, hoping someone will notice your sacrifice.
Which feeds right into the final pattern, right? Not being seen or heard.
Yes. This is the dynamic where you make everyone else incredibly comfortable while quietly editing yourself out of the picture. You soften your opinions, you apologize for taking up space, you minimize your needs, and you just slowly disappear inside your own relationships.
Wow. And you can see how these patterns dictate every single decision. It's like, think of your tikkun like a specific mechanic in a video game level.
I like that.
Yeah, you can change the scenery, you can swap out the supporting characters, but until you master the specific mechanic of that level, whether it's building self-worth or letting go of control, the game is designed to just keep making you replay it.
That brings it all together beautifully.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one thing to discuss these patterns in theory. It's another to see how aggressively they can take over a life. And Christine isn't just teaching this from a detached academic perspective.
No, she lived it.
She really did. Her own tikkun completely dismantled her world.
Yeah. So to understand her methodology, we really have to look at her background. Christine is what is known in human design as a manifestor.
And for those unfamiliar, human design is a system that combines astrology, the I Ching, Kabbalah, and the chakra system to map out how individuals uniquely exchange energy with the world.
Right. And manifestors are the initiators. They are here to lead, create, and teach. And she really leaned into that creator role during the COVID lockdowns.
She did.
When the world was isolated and drowning in fear, she had this massive vision. She poured her absolute heart into creating a grassroots wellness music festival because she felt people needed each other during that time more than any other.
It was a beautiful passion project, and it was incredibly unique for its time. It brought people together and truly changed lives. But she was operating under her own unrecognized tikkun of low self-worth and a desperate need to overdeliver.
Right.
Because of those subconscious patterns, she drastically undercharged. She gave away discounts. She exhausted her resources, secretly hoping the universe would reward her immense sacrifice.
But the universe doesn't run on the currency of self-sacrifice. She gave and gave until it simply wasn't financially feasible to continue. And then the climax of her story hits. She takes a profound trip to Egypt, a spiritual pilgrimage where she does some deep connection work. And while on the Nile, she receives a very clear, undeniable message that she needs to leave her long-term relationship.
So she comes home and everything just unravels at once. The relationship ends. The festival has to fold. She essentially lost her identity.
Yeah.
Because if she wasn't the founder of this beloved festival, who was she?
Exactly.
Her health took a hit from the stress. And her financial stability completely vanished. It was a complete and total reset.
A full ground-up demolition. So what did she do? She spent the next 5 months in complete rural isolation. She lived entirely alone on a rural property on an energetic exchange, meaning she traded her labor for a place to stay.
Wow.
And during those 5 months of silence, she fundamentally reprogrammed herself. She realized her tikkun wasn't just ruining her romantic life. The exact same patterns of overgiving and under-asking had been playing out in her finances and her career as well.
She points out that as an entrepreneur, she literally had to lose herself to find herself. She had given so much of herself to others, to her partner, and to her community that she had forgotten who she truly was at her core.
Yeah, and during this isolation, she drew on some incredibly intricate layers of study to build her way back because she didn't just meditate. She has a background as a sound facilitator working with cymatics.
Oh, cymatics.
Which is such a profound study.
It is. Cymatics is the study of visible sound and vibration. It looks at how sound frequencies literally shape matter, like how specific vibrations can create intricate geometric patterns in sand or water.
And she combined this profound understanding of frequency with her knowledge of esogenic color puncture, right?
Yes, which uses colored light on acupressure points to release stored trauma in the body. I love the nervous system stuff she brings to the table and how energy stored in the body is related to all of this. When she layered these physical energetic modalities with Kabbalistic wisdom and neuroscience, she finally cracked the code of her own patterns.
And she explicitly notes in the materials, like, would she want to repeat that brutal year of her life? Hells no.
I wouldn't either.
Right. But she knows it was entirely necessary to build the uniquely powerful roadmap she uses today. She survived that total demolition and realized she needed to share the exact tools that saved her so other women wouldn't have to hit absolute rock bottom.
Which brings us to her platform and her core framework, which she calls Coming Home to Heal. It is built on three pillars: awareness, regulation, and integration.
Okay, let's break those down.
Well, awareness is what we just spent time on, identifying your tikkun and looking at the patterns.
Yeah.
But Christine stresses that awareness is not enough. You can know your pattern perfectly, you can know exactly why you do it, and you will still react the exact same way when you are triggered.
Because awareness is just the 5% conscious mind.
Exactly. The real magic, and what she emphasizes in her mentorship, is in the second pillar, regulation. She provides interactive, real-time nervous system tools for her clients to use every single week to keep them motivated throughout the journey.
Like what kind of tool?
Things like deep dive soul inquiries, reflections, insights, personal EST prompts, and sequences. These are nervous system tools to use in real time. That is the key.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second, though.
Go for it.
When I'm in the middle of a massive argument or I'm spiraling into a panic at 2 a.m. over a text message, am I really supposed to stop and do nervous system tools? It just sounds a bit unrealistic to start humming when my world feels like it's ending.
I completely get that. It sounds counterintuitive, but that is precisely the moment you need them. And here is why they work.
Mm-hmm.
When you are spiraling, your conscious mind is entirely offline. Your amygdala, the fear center of your brain, is sounding the alarm and flooding your body with cortisol.
Okay.
You cannot logic your way out of a chemical flood. The tools Christine teaches, like personal EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, or tapping, therapeutic humming, and physical shaking, they are not just cute relaxation tricks.
They are physical interventions that hack the biological response.
Precisely. When you tap on specific meridian points on the body or use bilateral stimulation, you are sending a physical signal through the vagus nerve directly to the amygdala, telling it to stand down. You are literally dropping the cortisol levels in your bloodstream and bypassing the panicked conscious mind.
So you send a signal of safety directly to the 95% subconscious.
Yes. You are interrupting the old algorithm in real time.
That is amazing. And this leads to the most profound connection in her work. By doing that, by physically regulating your nervous system so it can tolerate calm instead of craving chaos, you are doing what Kabbalah calls expanding the vessel.
This is where the science and the mysticism perfectly align, all built on the Kabbalistic framework. Kabbalistic wisdom teaches that the love, the soul partnership, the financial abundance you desire, they are out there.
Right.
The reason they haven't been brought into your physical world yet isn't because you are being punished. It's because you haven't created the physiological and energetic vessel to hold them yet.
Because if the universe drops a healthy, secure soulmate into a dysregulated nervous system that is wired for abandonment, that nervous system will just find a way to sabotage the relationship to get back to the familiar feeling of being left.
Exactly. Regulating your nervous system is literally how you expand your vessel. You are teaching your body to safely hold high frequency emotions like peace, trust, and abundance without rejecting them.
It totally shifts the perspective from why is this happening to me to how can I expand my capacity to hold something better?
It really does.
And Christine has built an entire platform to help women do exactly this. Her ultimate intention, her big mission, is to change the lives of a million women worldwide. She wants to be that inspiration for anyone going through a dark reset of their own.
And because she intimately knows what it's like to be in a low financial place, wanting to create something better for yourself, but feeling completely priced out, she intentionally created a structured journey with highly accessible tiers of investment.
Let's outline how people can engage with this work, because ladies can really choose the path that is right for them. For those who are just getting curious, she has totally free resources.
Right.
There is a What is Your Soul Pattern quiz, and she hosts an Awaken and Expand live immersion masterclass roughly once a month.
And from there, she offers a fun, highly accessible entry point called the Soul Curriculum Workbook for $33, which allows you to dive a little deeper into understanding your specific patterns.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and if you want to take it further, she offers the Relationship Pattern Reset. This is a 2-week, self-paced, deep dive specifically focused on healing those romantic dynamics. And that's only $333.
And then there is the crown jewel of her offerings, the Expansion Series. This is where the work expands into all areas of life, money, career, self-worth, but with an extra emphasis on relationships.
Yes. It's an immersive 6-week live mentorship. She's currently running a beta launch for this in May or early June. And to keep it deeply personal, there are only 5 spots available.
Only 5 spots.
Yeah. And it's a $1,555 investment.
Wow. That is incredibly intimate.
It is. Her core message to you, the listener, in setting up these tiers is simply this. You can choose the path that is right for you. If you feel called to this work, if you take the time to come home to yourself and truly listen, you will get the answer you are looking for. The tools are there when you are ready.
So to wrap up this incredible journey, we started with understanding that your life is largely run by a 95% subconscious algorithm wired for familiar chaos.
Right.
We looked at how to identify your specific tikkun, your soul's curriculum, by observing the friction in your life. And we explored how using real-time somatic tools, the tapping, the frequency work, physically regulates the nervous system, allowing you to expand your Kabbalistic vessel to finally hold the love and abundance you want.
It is a profound bridge between ancient wisdom and modern neuroscience. And I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over today.
Let's hear it.
Think about the person in your life who triggers you the most right now. The person who brings up all your frustration. What if they aren't an obstacle to your happiness? What if they are a mirror carefully placed by the universe to show you exactly where your vessel needs to grow?
Man, that reframes everything.
It really does. If you change how you look at the friction, if you see it as a customized curriculum rather than a curse, how does that change your very next move?
Because the moment you recognize the pattern for what it is, you can finally rewrite the script and change the movie. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Christine LaRocque's source material. We highly encourage you to check out her work, explore her accessible resources, and start coming home to yourself.